Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the space where you're reminded that you're not behind, you're not broken, and you're never alone on your becoming journey. Today's episode is for the woman in the pause, the woman who's asking, what's next for me? Why do I feel so stuck? Why isn't anything working like it used to? If you're in a season of waiting, stillness, or uncertainty, this episode is for you, my girl. And I want to say this right at the front. There is purpose in the pause. Just because it feels slow doesn't mean it's wasted. Just because it feels unclear doesn't mean you're off track. You're not lost, love. You're just in the sacred in-between moments. So let's be real for a second. Stillness can feel terrifying. We've been taught to keep moving, to always be producing, to equate worth with output and value with visibility. So when life slows down, you panic. You feel like you're doing something wrong, like you're falling behind. But what if the pause is exactly where your clarity is supposed to be born? What if you're not being punished, but you're being positioned? Ask yourself, what is the silence trying to teach me? And if I stop trying to fix or figure this out, what might I feel instead? Stillness is not the absence of progress. It is the invitation to listen to yourself, to your needs, to your intuition. Let's talk about what's actually happening behind the scenes in this slow season. It's recalibrating your inner compass. This is a space where you learn to move from intuition, not pressure, from soul, not survival. It's clearing old patterns. You're shedding versions of yourself that were built for survival, not joy. The identities that were rooted in pleasing, performing, and perfecting. It's creating stillness so you can finally see yourself. Not the version of you shaped by expectations or hustle, but the woman underneath all of that noise. It's preparing you for sustainable growth, because growth that's rooted in alignment, it lasts. Growth rooted in panic just creates more burnout. So if it feels like nothing's happening, trust me, something sacred is happening. Hey, love, real quick. If you've been craving real connection, growth, in a space where becoming your best self is the norm, you have to join us inside the Glow Up Guide Collective community. This is your safe space to heal, grow, and glow, surrounded by other women who get it. No more doing this alone. Your next level is waiting, and so are we. Tap the link in the show notes and come join the sisterhood, my girl. So now I would like to go over 5 practical tools to help you move through the pause with softness and strength. Number 1, create a 3-part peace plan. Each day, ask yourself, what's one thing I can do to feel connected to myself? What's one thing I can release control over today? And what's one way I can slow down, even if it's just for 5 to 10 minutes? Number 2, write a permission slip letter to yourself. I give myself permission to not have all the answers. I give myself permission to rest, to wait, to not know what's coming. I trust that clarity is coming, and until then, I'll just keep showing up for me. Write a permission slip. Let it out. Give yourself that permission to slow down and it be okay. 3, build a grounding ritual. Light a candle. Breathe for 3 minutes. Journal your feelings. Things like that. Lighting a candle always boosts my happiness. I swear. It's like the smell of a candle, like after cleaning your house. The candle can still work the same way and just help you to relax for a second. 4, audit your inputs. Unfollow accounts that trigger comparison. Limit the content that makes you feel rushed or behind. Curate your energy as carefully as your goals. Be intentional about what you see and what you let into your life, whether that be social media, people, anything like that. Be intentional about it. 5, come back to your body. Dance, walk, cry, stretch. Sometimes clarity isn't in your head, it's in your nervous system. The other day, I had a complete crash out. Girl, I'm talking a body exhaustion, cry session, crash out. And I felt so horrible that day. I felt absolutely terrible. Everything was going wrong. But the next day when I woke up, my body felt a sense of release. It was like I needed that cry session to get out all the things that were in my nervous system. And my body finally felt a little sense of release, like I let it go. And that's crazy to say sometimes, but sometimes you just need a good cry. Your body is holding all of that energy and stuff pent up in there, and it just needs to be released. I know you want to be moving forward, and I know it's hard to feel like you're standing still or you're on a plateau or you're stuck, but the pause is not the problem. It's the preparation. It's the pruning before the blooming. It's the inhale before your most powerful exhale. You're not stuck. You're shedding. You're not lost. You're being led. And you're not broken. You're being rebuilt, stronger, softer, and truer to who your most authentic self is than ever. So today, let the pause be enough. Let it hold you. Let it reveal you. Let it become the most sacred part of your glow up. If this episode helped you feel seen, please share it with a sister who's in her own season of uncertainty. Tag me at Glow Up Guide Collective on Instagram and tell me, what does your pause look like right now? And don't forget to grab the free Glow Up Guide Starter Kit in the show notes. It's full of journal prompts, rituals, and soulful tools to help you navigate the in-between. And I made it for you completely free to help you on your journey. Until next time, stay rooted, stay tender, and keep trusting the timing of your becoming, my girl. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.